5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Howdy, Croc Nation. Dr. Tommy Anelli here with you with another amazing Croc podcast, along with my co-host and best pal, buddy, friend, Angel Santana. Have faith, let it begin. Angel, how are you, my friend?
I have never been more excited than right at this moment, because we're doing something different, and that is what the Croc podcast is all about. We're changing the game. How are you, my friend?
Very good. Well, the change of the game, I want to just tell all of our survivors slash thrivers, was us making lemonade out of lemons, because last week's podcast, you know, was a repeat, because the podcast we're doing tonight should have been done and taped. And unfortunately, due to lack of support from the AV team over at Villa Roma, I wasn't able to do the PowerPoint. So what Angel, he picked me up from the ashes. Rod and I killed ourselves on this presentation. We spent hours putting this slide together until it was absolutely perfect. I think I drove him a little crazy. He might have spent a weekend in the loony bin from having to work with me. And then imagine me going up to the Villa Roma and getting all set up, and the knucklehead AV guide had no idea what he was doing, zero. And I had to give the talk without the slide. Now, when you guys see the slider, I'm going to recommend you all go to the YouTube version of this podcast. So what you'll do is, Angel explained to me, you'll listen to the audio version of the presentation. But if you really want to get the full impact of the short presentation, please go to YouTube. And Angel, can you tell them how to do that?
Oh, absolutely. So just to reiterate what Dr. Tommy Anelli has talked about, we are going to be doing a simulcast version, which means this is the audio version right now that you're watching. So the audio version at this very second is for all of you Croc podcast listeners. You can actually go to the YouTube channel that we have, and the link is right in the description of the podcast. So I want you to go to Croc VIP. You're going to go there and you're going to actually see the video format. It's awesome and you're not going to miss it.
Yeah. And I really appreciate this, Angel, because I was really feeling low when I called you on Saturday. You were all ready to tape this thing. And I'll tell you, it really took a lot of wind out of my sails. But the good news is the problems that you and I face and the obstacles we encounter are nothing but just a small speck of sand as it relates to the tribulations of our amazing survivor slash thriver. So that was what got me through the presentation, got me to at least present the presentation, even without the PowerPoint. But thanks to you picking me up and making me realize that we could still share this presentation with our survivor thrivers on maybe even a bigger level. I appreciate that.
Absolutely. Listen, it's all about making a difference, right?
Exactly. Well, which is a great segue to our talk. So let's talk about who I was talking to on Saturday. So we mentioned the Villa Roma, which is a really cool, one of the original Catskill resorts, right? Yeah. Up in the Catskill Mountains. Back in the 1950s, the Catskills were the cat's pajamas, right? That was the place to go. And you know, the Villa Roma was one of the major ones with the Concord, I guess, and the Neville and all the other ones that were up there. And they used to get some world-class talent up there to do their entertainment. Really cool gig. And it was really nice to go to see what once was. And they did a really nice job. It's a very beautiful resort. Anybody who lives up in the area, I recommend going up to take a look at it and spend a day up there on their grounds. It's just very beautiful. And the reason I was there particularly was there's a Sullivan County not-for-profit organization called The Ride to Survive. And I am a huge fan of this organization. You know, back in the 1990s, there was really no cancer support mechanisms for our survivor thrivers. And that's why Croc became Croc, because we needed to fill that void. So The Ride to Survive, just to give you an idea, is, and when I was driving up there, Angel, it really impacted me, because I will see a patient, and what do I ask a patient when I first meet them?
Oh man, you're going to stump me right now. Okay, let me see. What do you ask the patient when you first see them?
Yeah, you're getting too like specific. Just give me like the general idea of what I do. I get to know them, right?
Well, yeah, but I'm just thinking about how you would say. You probably come in and go, "What's going on?"
Well, totally, but that's not the point. The point
No,
is
you go in
that,
and you actually get to know
yeah, and I find out about the patient and find out their essence and the whole thing. And over the last, however 30 years or whatever, I've heard these towns. I've heard Barryville and I've heard Jeffersonville and I've heard about White Lake and Swan Lake and I've heard about Bethel and I've heard about Eldridge and I've heard about all these tiny little hamlets, that are the towns that I pass through to drive from Pine Bush up to the Villa Roma. And I'm saying, wow, I remember a couple of patients are from here and a couple of patients are from there and a couple of patients are from there. And it dawned on me that, oh my God, because there's, it's such a economically, what would you say, defunct area, people are really in need with money. When they need to get their cancer care, they have to drive all the way down to Middletown, which is over an hour away. And that's a lot of money. And gas costs a lot of money. So I can't say I know a lot about this organization other than the board of directors. I met Glory Ann and her crew. Oh my God, I'm such a believer in what they do because they raise money every year and they get a bunch of gas cards. And they take these gas cards. And then when people come to see me or Janie O'Malley, the navigator or whoever, and they're coming from Sullivan County, a lot of times they don't have the money to really to pay for all that gas. So because of Glory Ann and because of the Ride to Survive, we give them these gas cards. And I could actually see, the results of their philanthropy. I could see the dividends that are paid to these people because they get so excited, Angel, just giving them a silly gas card or giving them money to pay somebody to drive them down or whatever. It makes such a big difference. So Glory Ann and everybody at Ride to Survive, unbelievable. And they started in the cancer support game in 2013. And as I said, from tumbleweeds to Tupperware, right? So that's when the crock in 1999, there was nothing there but tumbleweeds. And now it's like there's all these organizations having Tupperware parties in order to support our amazing and brave survivor thrivers. And they've raised, Angel, about $360,000 and they've helped about 1,600, patients and their families. So the
Wow.
work that they do every day is very inspiring and very amazing. And I made this small, very short presentation for that organization this past Saturday for their gala fundraiser, as I said, at Villa Roma. So without any further ado, unless you have anything to say, Angel, we're going to talk about, I'm going to give my little speech and or my little snippet here in support of our Survivor Thrivers. And then from there, we're going to show the slide, and then the slide will be on the YouTube for people to see. And believe me, the slide I think is extremely original. I think you're going to love it.
Excellent, let's go.
Making a difference. There is a difference between making a difference and making a difference. I stand here in awe of everyone involved in this fine organization, both those present and those who couldn't be with us. And to all of you, I say, what you are doing here, all the work, the meetings, the phone calls, the donations are making a difference. Your acts of selflessness are proper and holy and sacred and righteous. But my talk tonight is also about making a difference, but a different kind of difference. A difference of attitude, a difference of heart, a difference of dedication. And although I am addressing everyone here, I'm especially speaking to the luckiest people on this planet, the people who have the ultimate privilege and honor and responsibility of taking care of our brave and courageous survivor slash thrivers. What makes our survivor thrivers different? Remember the Kroc ground rules. Cancer is never going to be referred to as a disease. So if it's not a disease, what is it? Cancer is an intruder. It is a thief. It steals your breath and it steals your mind. and it steals your essence. There's a quote that I love by one of my favorite authors, Haruki Murakami, who I just love to read. He's such a great writer. And I've kind of changed this quote around, but in my opinion, this is the greatest quote about cancer without being really about cancer. So I changed a couple of words around. Cancer is like a small sandstorm that keeps changing directions. You change direction, but the sandstorm chases you. You turn again, but the storm adjusts. Over and over, you play this out like some ominous dance with death just before dawn. Why? Because this storm isn't something that blew in from far away, something that has nothing to do with you. This storm is you, something inside of you. So all you can do is give into it, step right inside the storm, closing your eyes and plugging up your ears so the sand doesn't get in, and walk through it step by step. There's no sun there, no moon, no direction, no sense of time. Just fine white sand swirling up into the sky like pulverized bones. That's the kind of sandstorm you need to imagine. And once the storm is over, you won't remember how you made it through, how you managed to survive. You won't even be sure, in fact, whether the storm is really over. But one thing is certain. When you come out of the storm, you won't be the same person who walked in. That's what this storm is all about. And I believe that's what cancer is all about. So cancer does, though, have a weakness. It has an Achilles heel. Cancer makes our survivor thrivers stand out, stand apart, be viewed as unique. And it is here, in this space, in this uniqueness, in this specialness, that we have an opportunity to truly make a difference. And to make that difference, we need, as your caretakers, to be more than a great doctor or a great nurse or a great healthcare professional. We need to be a friend. We need to be a mentor. We need to be a teacher. We need to be a chocolate chip cookie maker. We need to make, or better yet, make a visit or make a call. We need to be the above and beyond to the moon and back person I know we all can be. And we can never forget what you do is not a job. It's a calling. What we do for our survivor thrivers, it's a sacred duty. And we should never complain about our work or our hours or our stress or what we are missing in life. We are missing nothing. When the day comes and we are no longer a healer, then we will know what it is like to actually be missing something. We need to get to know not only what our patients have, but who our patients are. They are not just a lung or a breast or a prostate or a thyroid. They are artists and poets. They are athletes and scholars. They are cops and firemen. They are business folk and farming folk. They have met presidents and popes. They have loved and been loved. In essence, get to know their essence. To make a difference, we need to be different. We need to engender informality. The jerseys that I wear are a metaphor. All I'm saying is don't be a stiff white coat. Be warm. Be caring. Disseminate information. Teaching always before healing. Encourage approachability with our body language and our focus. Remember the Croc podcast on the waiting room. Remember the podcast about doctors that are focusing on their computers and their screens and not on their patients. We need to demand accessibility. We need to give our cell phones. We need to call patients back. We need to get results of their testing to them before they read it on my chart. We can never pity or judge a patient. For whom the bell tolls, it tolls for us. One day it will be us sitting in that chair. How do we want to be treated? Every Thursday at lunch, we review each case. Mrs. Jones, oh my gosh, isn't she so sweet? Mr. Smith, he might be the funniest guy I know. But Miss Williams is, well, she's Miss Williams. What is she thinking? Does she know what's even going on? It is exactly for these patients, for the Miss Williamses, the special ones, the ones that need us most, that we need to embrace the closest. It is for the ones that don't show up for their appointments, the ones that don't take their medications, the ones that continue the bad habits, the ones that don't have the money or resources or the baseline capacities, that we need to muster the most understanding and empathy and compassion, even when they are doing everything in their power to test us. Each survivor thriver is a masterpiece. Each survivor thriver is a complex being, and we need to peel the layers back to get to know the masterpiece that they are. Each survivor thriver is a story, a poem, and a song. But to see the masterpiece, we need to peel back the layers. We have to clean up the grime of neglect and the tarnish of time. We need to change our view, alter our perspective, and reframe our bias. And the secret to everything that I have taught you today is the benefits are not entirely restricted to our survivor thrivers. They also enrich and fulfill us. Imagine a life where our shared mission improves outcomes. Imagine a life where miracles happen every day. Imagine a life where community trumps isolation. Imagine a life of clarity, clarity of mind, clarity of spirit, clarity of purpose. It is in this space that we can see the last and at last the true perfection of our survivor thrivers, the true perfection of ourselves, and lastly, the true perfection of our human journey. It is by peeling these layers back slowly, one question at a time, one hug at a time, one story at a time, that we get to see exactly the masterpiece that our survivor thrivers are. And believe me when I tell you, they are no less beautiful than even the Mona Lisa herself. Angel, on behalf of you, me, Rod, the entire board of directors at Croc, a gift to our survivor thrivers through the Ride to Survive organization, I want to take this minute to thank you for listening to this short presentation on behalf of our survivor thrivers, all the lessons that we give to our caretakers to help take care of our amazing, courageous people to the best of their ability, and last but not least, wishing them all a long, healthy, happy, and cancer-free life. May God be with you all, bless you, and peace.